The question is, why are these kids all here playing? And the answer is because for the first time in 40 years of existence, the European Union Youth Orchestra has had its entire funding cut by the European Union. And it's a little bit like saying, well, the London Symphony Orchestra exists, but it has no funding from London. Or the British Olympic team is going to compete, but Britain's not going to support it financially. So this outrageous decision needs to be contested. And actually, in over 50 years in music, I have never seen such an extraordinary well of support for us, from Sir Simon Rattle to Daniel Barenboim, Gustavo Dudamel, Placido Domingo. I've had messages from EU representations from Barbados to Berlin. There is an extraordinary support, and I think there is support because this orchestra, for 40 years, has been a great beacon for the ideals of the EU, and I think it's really been acknowledged as one of its greatest cultural ambassadors. So why now in 2016, in 40th anniversary of it, should they suddenly be cutting all funding from the EU? We protest, and we're going to keep on protesting until the EU supports us. I think the EU will lose its greatest cultural beacon and its greatest cultural ambassador if by any chance the European Union Youth Orchestra doesn't continue. And that's, well, in 7 days we've had more than an average of 2,000 people a day signing our petition. Please.